Everyone in the Northern Territories feared the Black Wolf, but the gentle Omega who found him beside the river had never learned to walk away from someone in need. The storm had passed only minutes earlier, leaving the forest wrapped in cool morning mist and the earthy scent of rain. Water dripped from towering pine branches, while the swollen river carried broken twigs and scattered leaves toward the valley below. The woods felt strangely quiet, as if every living creature were holding its breath. Claire Ashford adjusted the woven basket resting against her arm and stepped carefully across the slick stones lining the riverbank. Saturday mornings after a heavy rain were always her favorite. Rare healing herbs only revealed themselves after the soil had been soaked, and she knew exactly where to find them. Most wolves avoided these woods after storms. Claire never did. Fear had never been strong enough to silence kindness. She paused beside a small puddle where a soaked butterfly struggled to lift its wings. Smiling softly, she reached down with gentle fingers, lifted the tiny creature onto a broad green leaf, and carried it beneath the shelter of a fern where the morning sun would soon warm it again. "There you go," she whispered. "You just needed a little help." A cheerful robin landed nearby, tilting its head as if listening. Claire laughed quietly. "Good morning to you too." The little bird chirped once before disappearing into the trees. Moments later, her attention drifted farther downstream. Something unusually dark rested between the pale river stones. At first, she assumed it was another fallen tree carried by the storm. But as the fog shifted, the shape became unmistakable. It was a wolf. No, not just any wolf. This one was enormous. Even from nearly 30 feet away, Claire could tell no ordinary wolf could ever grow that large. His thick black coat shimmered beneath the fading droplets of rain, darker than midnight itself. Every instinct told her to keep her distance. Every story she had ever heard warned of monsters hiding beneath beautiful things. Yet something about the silent creature felt different. He wasn't snarling. He wasn't hunting. He wasn't moving at all. Claire slowly approached until she finally knelt beside him. Her eyes searched his powerful frame. No blood. No torn fur. No broken limbs. Nothing explained why such a magnificent animal lay motionless beside the river. Carefully, she reached out and rested the back of her hand against the thick fur along his neck. The instant her skin touched him, her breath caught. He was freezing. Not cold from the rain. Freezing, as though winter itself had settled beneath his skin. "Oh," she whispered, concern replacing caution. "You're so cold." Claire leaned closer, holding her own breath until she finally heard it. A faint inhale. Then another. Weak. Slow. Barely there. Relief washed over her face. "You're alive." She glanced around the empty forest. No travelers. No hunters. No pack members searching for him. Only silence answered her. Claire looked back at the great black wolf and gently brushed a few wet strands of fur away from his closed eyes. "Don't worry," she said with quiet determination. "I'm not leaving you here." As she slipped one arm beneath his broad shoulders, preparing to somehow bring the impossible stranger home, one silver eye slowly opened, studying the gentle Omega for the briefest heartbeat before quietly closing once again. Claire quickly realized she had underestimated just how enormous the wolf truly was. She planted her boots against the damp riverbank and pulled with every bit of strength she had, yet the great black creature barely moved an inch across the smooth stones. She let out a quiet laugh despite the challenge. "You really are determined to make this difficult, are you?" There was no answer, only the slow rhythm of his fragile breathing. She looked around until she spotted several fallen branches left behind by the storm. Within minutes, she had tied them together with sturdy climbing vines to create a simple sled. It was not elegant, but it would work. Inch by inch, she carefully guided the wolf onto the wooden frame. The journey back to her cabin felt far longer than usual. Mud clung to her boots. Rainwater soaked the hem of her dress. More than once she had to stop and catch her breath before continuing along the winding forest trail. Every time she glanced at the silent wolf, she whispered the same promise. "Just stay with me a little longer." The little cabin finally appeared between the tall pines, its stone chimney still carrying the faint scent of last night's fire. Claire pushed open the wooden door with her shoulder and slowly pulled the makeshift sled inside. Warmth had long disappeared from the room, so she hurried to stack dry firewood into the stone fireplace. A few careful strikes of flint soon filled the cabin with dancing orange light. The growing heat slowly chased away the lingering chill carried in from the river. She fetched several thick blankets from a cedar chest before kneeling beside the wolf once again. His fur remained damp from the storm, so she gently dried it with clean linen towels until the heavy black coat began to regain its soft shine. Every movement was patient. Every touch carried quiet kindness rather than fear. She warmed fresh water over the fire, adding fragrant mountain herbs that her grandmother had always used to comfort exhausted travelers. Dipping a cloth into the steaming bowl, she carefully pressed the warmth against the wolf's neck and shoulders. "I hope this helps," she whispered. "You look like you have carried the whole world for far too long." Outside, daylight slowly faded behind gathering clouds. Inside, the fire crackled peacefully while the cabin filled with the calming scent of cedar and rosemary. Claire refused to leave his side. She replaced the warm cloth whenever it cooled. She added another log whenever the flames grew smaller. Hours passed without her noticing. Eventually, exhaustion caught up with her. Resting against the side of the old rocking chair beside the fireplace, she closed her eyes only for a moment, her hand still gently resting upon the thick black fur. In the quiet darkness behind closed eyelids, another awareness slowly returned. Damien Ravenshade sensed warmth before he sensed anything else. Not the warmth of power. Not the warmth of the palace hearth. This warmth was different. Gentle. Honest. Safe. He kept his breathing slow, resisting the instinct to open his eyes immediately. No servant had ever cared for him like this. No noble had ever remained simply because they wished to. Whoever had rescued him expected nothing in return. That realization unsettled him far more than any battlefield ever had. At last, curiosity overcame caution. His silver eyes opened just enough to see the young Omega asleep beside the fire, her fingers still resting lightly against his fur as though she feared he might feel alone. Damien watched her in complete silence. Then, before she could awaken, he quietly closed his eyes again, making a single decision that would change both of their lives. For now, the Alpha King would remain only a nameless black wolf. The first rays of morning sunlight slipped through the cabin window, painting gentle ribbons of gold across the wooden floor. Claire stirred awake in the rocking chair, blinking slowly as the warmth of the fire greeted her tired eyes. For one startled heartbeat, she wondered why she had spent the night beside the fireplace. Then she remembered the enormous black wolf sleeping only a few feet away. She straightened immediately and leaned forward. The thick blanket still covered him, but something had changed. His breathing sounded steadier now. The unnatural chill that had frightened her the night before seemed to be fading. A relieved smile brightened her face. "Good morning," she whispered, almost embarrassed for speaking to a wolf as though he were an old friend. "You look much better today." Damien remained perfectly still, listening through half-awake senses. Every instinct urged him to open his eyes completely, yet years of caution held him back. Until he understood where he was and who had rescued him, revealing too much would be foolish. Claire reached for the bowl of warm herbal water she had prepared before dawn and gently dipped a clean cloth into it. "This might still be a little warm," she said softly. "I hope you do not mind." She carefully rested the cloth against the side of his neck. The comforting warmth seeped through his fur. Damien had endured freezing mountain winds, endless winter patrols, and nights when the curse left every muscle feeling as heavy as stone. Yet somehow, this simple act of kindness reached places that strength never could. No one had ever cared for him without expecting something in return. Claire stood and crossed the cabin to prepare breakfast. She sliced fresh bread, poured warm goat's milk into a small cup, and added several strips of smoked trout to a wooden plate. Carrying the food back to the fireplace, she laughed quietly at herself. "I have absolutely no idea what a wolf this size is supposed to eat, so I hope you like fish." At the familiar scent, Damien slowly opened his silver eyes. Claire froze, surprised but not frightened. Their eyes met for the first time in full daylight. His gaze was calm, intelligent, and strangely gentle. There was nothing wild about it. "Well, hello there," Claire said with a warm smile. "I was beginning to wonder if you planned to sleep all week." Damien slowly lifted his head. Every movement remained careful, measured. He accepted the offered fish without growling or showing the slightest sign of aggression. Claire could not help laughing. "You even have good manners." Damien almost looked away in embarrassment. If only she knew she was complimenting the ruler of the largest wolf kingdom in the north. Claire rested her chin in her hands while watching him finish the meal. "You know," she said thoughtfully, "I cannot keep calling you Mr. Wolf. That would be terribly awkward." Damien quietly continued eating, pretending not to listen. Claire studied the dark coat that seemed to swallow every ray of light around it. Then her face brightened. "Shadow," she announced. "I think that suits you perfectly." The wolf paused. One ear lifted almost imperceptibly before he calmly resumed eating. Claire clapped her hands once, delighted by the tiny reaction. "So you like it? Shadow it is." Damien lowered his head to hide the faint amusement growing inside him. Shadow. After countless titles earned through power, victory, and duty, a gentle Omega had unknowingly given him the first name that carried nothing except kindness. As the morning sunlight spread across the cabin, Damien made another silent promise to himself. He would recover his strength, protect the woman who had saved him, and above all else, make certain she never discovered the dangerous truth hiding behind the quiet eyes of the nameless Black Wolf. The afternoon settled gently over the little cabin, and for the first time since the storm, life began to feel almost ordinary. Claire hummed a cheerful tune while sweeping the wooden floor, occasionally glancing toward the large Black Wolf resting near the fireplace. "You should not get too comfortable," she teased with a smile. "Once you are completely better, you are going to have to earn your keep around here." Damien lazily lifted one ear before lowering it again, pretending not to understand a single word. Claire laughed. That is exactly the look of someone avoiding responsibility. She carried a bucket to the small well outside, leaving the cabin door wide open so fresh mountain air could drift through the room. Damien quietly rose to his feet. His strength had not fully returned, but every step felt steadier than the day before. He walked outside, stretching beneath the warm sunlight before surveying the peaceful clearing around the cabin. It had been years since he had stood anywhere without guards, advisors, or endless responsibilities surrounding him. The silence felt unfamiliar. Unexpectedly, he liked it. Claire returned a few minutes later, stopping in surprise when she noticed a neat pile of firewood stacked beside the porch. She blinked twice before looking around. "I definitely did not leave that there." Her eyes slowly found Shadow sitting several feet away, carefully looking toward the forest as though the discovery had nothing to do with him. Claire folded her arms. "Did you do this?" The wolf remained perfectly still. She stepped closer. "Shadow." One ear twitched. "That was all." Claire burst into laughter. "You are pretending not to hear me." Damien continued studying the trees with exaggerated seriousness. Inside, however, he felt strangely satisfied hearing her laugh. Claire reached forward and gently scratched behind one of his ears. "Thank you." The moment her fingers brushed his fur, Damien completely froze. His ears lifted almost imperceptibly. His tail gave one quiet thump against the porch before becoming perfectly still again. Claire tilted her head. "Did your tail just move?" Damien immediately stood and walked three confident steps away, as though nothing unusual had happened. Claire covered her mouth, trying not to laugh. "You are not nearly as mysterious as you think." If Damien had still been in human form, he would have cleared his throat with all the dignity expected of a king. Instead, he silently reminded himself that wolves certainly did not blush. Later that afternoon, Claire settled beneath the shade of a tall maple tree with an old storybook resting across her lap. Shadow stretched out beside her, pretending to sleep. She read every page aloud anyway. Heroes, distant kingdoms, forgotten castles, and impossible adventures filled the quiet air. Damien listened without moving. He realized something almost unsettling. He had spent years hearing reports, negotiations, and military strategies. No one had ever simply read him a story. Every few minutes, he caught himself watching Claire instead of listening to the words. She laughed at funny passages. She frowned whenever a character made a foolish choice. She even apologized aloud to the book when a loyal animal was left behind. Claire never noticed the steady silver gaze following her every expression. She only smiled and turned another page. As evening painted the mountains in soft shades of amber, she closed the book and looked down at the great Black Wolf lying peacefully beside her. "You know something, Shadow?" she asked quietly. "I think I trust you." Damien slowly lifted his eyes to meet hers. The simple words settled more deeply than any royal oath he had ever sworn. She had offered him trust without asking his name, his rank, or his past. And in that silent moment, he made another promise he would never speak aloud. The closer she came to his heart, the more carefully he would protect the truth of who he really was. Several peaceful days slipped by, and before either of them realized it, a quiet rhythm had settled over the little cabin. Every sunrise seemed to arrive with the comforting certainty that Shadow would still be there when Claire opened the door. Every evening ended with the warm glow of the fireplace and the reassuring sound of steady breathing somewhere nearby. The strange black wolf no longer felt like a visitor. He had simply become part of her everyday life. On one bright morning, Claire stepped outside carrying a basket filled with freshly washed linen. The sky stretched endlessly above the mountains, painted in brilliant shades of blue that only appeared after days of rain. Gentle sunlight spilled across the clearing, warming the pine trees and making thousands of tiny droplets sparkle like scattered diamonds. Claire breathed in deeply and smiled. It finally feels like spring again. Shadow followed her down the front steps without making a sound. His movements had become smooth and effortless once more, and although he still avoided showing the full extent of his strength, Claire noticed he no longer seemed exhausted after a short walk. She glanced over her shoulder and laughed. "You really do follow me everywhere, do not you?" Shadow blinked once, maintaining the same calm expression. Claire folded her arms dramatically. "I see. So you are admitting absolutely nothing." The wolf calmly continued walking beside her. If anyone had seen the mighty Alpha King silently accompanying a cheerful Omega while pretending not to understand ordinary conversation, they would never have believed it. Claire wandered toward the meadow where colorful wildflowers had begun covering the hillside. She carefully gathered fresh lavender, mountain mint, and bright yellow blossoms that she liked placing around the cabin. Shadow remained nearby, watching every movement with quiet attention. At one point, a curious rabbit hopped into the grass only a few feet away. Claire crouched immediately, smiling with delight. "Well, hello there, little one." The tiny animal twitched its nose before cautiously accepting a piece of clover from her hand. Several yards away, Shadow stared at the rabbit with complete seriousness. If wolves could sigh, he certainly would have. Claire scratched the rabbit gently between its ears before it bounded happily back into the meadow. Shadow slowly looked away, refusing to acknowledge what he had just witnessed. Deep inside, Damien could not help thinking, "If I were not afraid, she would discover who I really am. I would have chased that little fellow halfway across the mountain simply for stealing her attention." A moment later, he almost laughed at himself. The ruler of the Northern Kingdom was feeling jealous of a rabbit. That realization was far too embarrassing to examine any further. Claire stood and noticed the expression on Shadow's face. "You look offended," she teased. "Surely you are not jealous." Shadow immediately turned toward the nearest pine tree with exaggerated dignity. Claire burst into laughter. "That answers my question." They continued toward the lake where crystal clear water reflected the clouds drifting overhead. Claire knelt near the shoreline to rinse the freshly picked flowers while Shadow settled beneath the shade of a large oak tree overlooking the water. His silver eyes quietly searched the surrounding forest out of long-established habit. Even here, surrounded by peace, years of protecting an entire kingdom refused to loosen their grip. Claire finished arranging the flowers inside her basket before glancing back at the enormous wolf waiting patiently nearby. A warm feeling settled in her heart. She had never expected to trust anyone this quickly, especially a creature every story described as dangerous. Yet Shadow had never frightened her. If anything, she felt safer whenever he was close. "You really have become dependable," she said softly. "I do not know what I would have done without you these past few days." Damien lowered his head slightly, hiding the unexpected warmth those simple words stirred within him. No royal ceremony, no victory celebration, and no title he had ever received carried the same quiet meaning as the gratitude shining in Claire's eyes. The breeze drifted gently across the lake, carrying the scent of clean water and blooming flowers. Claire looked around the peaceful shoreline, then reached into her basket and pulled out a neatly folded towel. She smiled toward Shadow with complete trust sparkling in her eyes. "Shadow," she called warmly, "would you stand guard for me for a little while?" The great black wolf rose before Claire had even finished speaking. His ears stood alert, his silver eyes scanning the quiet shoreline as though accepting the responsibility without the slightest hesitation. Claire smiled with unmistakable relief. "I knew I could count on you," she said warmly. "I will not be long." Shadow stepped several yards away from the water and deliberately positioned himself, facing the narrow forest trail instead of the lake. His broad frame settled firmly upon the grass, every sense fixed on the surrounding woods. Claire noticed the thoughtful gesture and laughed softly. Such a gentleman. Damien remained perfectly still. It was the safest choice for both of them. The breeze carried the scent of pine, fresh water, and blooming wildflowers across the peaceful clearing. Gentle ripples danced over the surface of the lake while birds sang somewhere high among the branches. Everything felt calm. Everything felt ordinary. Yet Damien's heartbeat refused to match the peaceful morning around him. He silently reminded himself that his duty was simple. Watch the forest. Guard the path. Protect Claire. Nothing more. Nothing less. He focused on every distant sound instead. A squirrel darted across a fallen log. Leaves rustled as a family of deer wandered through the trees far beyond the shoreline. A hawk circled high above the valley. Every ordinary detail became something to occupy his disciplined mind. Behind him, Claire's cheerful voice drifted across the quiet water. "You are still there, right, Shadow?" One ear lifted instantly. Damien answered with a soft, reassuring rumble deep in his chest, careful to keep his attention fixed on the forest ahead. Claire laughed. "Good. I knew you would not leave." Her complete trust settled heavily upon his heart. She had not questioned him. She had not hesitated. She had simply believed he would keep her safe. No royal knight had ever offered him a greater honor than that simple confidence. Damien drew a slow breath. The strange warmth he had felt ever since meeting Claire quietly stirred again beneath the lingering weight of the ancient curse. It was unfamiliar, powerful, difficult to ignore. Every instinct urged him to remain close to the gentle Omega who had unknowingly become the center of his thoughts. Yet every lesson learned through years of discipline demanded restraint. He closed his eyes for only a brief moment and steadied his breathing. "Control yourself," he silently reminded his own restless heart. "She trusts you. Do not betray that trust." A gentle splash echoed from the lake, followed by Claire's carefree humming as she enjoyed the peaceful morning. Damien deliberately shifted his attention toward the distant mountains instead. Somewhere beyond those peaks waited a kingdom searching for its missing Alpha King, advisors wondering if he still lived, and responsibilities that would eventually call him home. But none of those burdens seemed as important as the quiet promise he was keeping beside a hidden lakeshore. Minutes passed peacefully. Then a curious bluebird fluttered onto a nearby branch and chirped loudly above Shadow's head. The wolf slowly looked upward. The tiny bird tilted its head before hopping even closer, completely unafraid of the enormous predator beneath it. Damien stared back with quiet disbelief. If Claire had seen the mighty Alpha King being inspected by a bird no larger than his paw, she would never have stopped laughing. The little visitor chirped one final time before flying toward the lake. Behind him, Claire called again, her voice bright with gratitude. "Thank you for watching over me, Shadow." Without turning around, Damien gave another quiet rumble. A faint smile almost appeared within his thoughtful eyes. Somehow, those simple words meant more than the cheers of thousands ever had. After a little while, Claire's footsteps approached across the soft grass. Damien remained facing the forest until she gently rested one hand upon the thick fur along his shoulder. "All finished," she said happily. "You did exactly what I asked." She softly scratched behind his ear in appreciation. The enormous wolf froze. One ear twitched. His tail betrayed him with a single unmistakable thump against the ground before becoming perfectly still again. Claire laughed with delighted surprise. "I knew it. You enjoy being praised." Damien slowly looked away with every bit of dignity he could gather, silently pretending that absolutely nothing had happened, while Claire smiled at the dependable guardian who had earned her trust completely, never realizing that the greatest battle he had fought that morning had taken place entirely within his own heart. The walk back from the lake felt lighter than any day Claire could remember. Sunlight filtered through the towering pines, painting moving patterns across the narrow forest trail, while a gentle breeze carried the comforting scent of cedar and wildflowers. She held the basket of freshly picked blossoms against her side, humming the same quiet melody she always seemed to remember whenever life felt peaceful. Shadow walked beside her without a sound, matching her pace so naturally that it almost seemed they had spent years traveling together instead of only a handful of days. Claire glanced down and smiled. "You know, I have become very spoiled." One silver ear turned toward her. "I cannot remember what it was like doing everything by myself anymore." Shadow kept walking with perfect composure, pretending the conversation had absolutely nothing to do with him. Claire laughed. "That is right. Ignore me. That is exactly what someone who knows they are guilty would do." If Damien had been standing beside her in human form, he might have defended himself with perfect royal dignity. As a wolf, he simply continued forward with the calm expression of someone determined to lose absolutely no argument by refusing to participate in it. When they reached the cabin, Claire placed the flower basket on the porch and stretched her arms above her head. "All right, Shadow. We both have work to do." She gathered an empty wooden basket and pointed toward the nearby apple trees growing beside the hillside. "I will collect herbs for tomorrow. You," she paused dramatically before smiling. "You may supervise." Damien quietly disappeared between the trees. Claire chuckled to herself. "That means yes." Nearly 15 minutes later, she returned carrying fragrant bundles of mountain herbs tied neatly with twine. She stopped in surprise. Several bright red apples had somehow been gathered into the wooden basket she had left behind. Claire slowly looked around the clearing. "Shadow." The enormous black wolf emerged from the orchard carrying one final apple carefully between his teeth before gently placing it beside the others. He immediately sat down and looked toward the mountains as though the entire harvest had appeared by pure coincidence. Claire folded her arms, unable to hide her grin. "You are impossible." Shadow maintained complete innocence. "Very well," Claire continued. "If mysterious woodland spirits collected all these apples, I suppose I should thank them." She leaned forward and scratched behind his ear. "But just in case, thank you." Damien's tail betrayed him with another single thump against the porch floor. Claire laughed so hard that she nearly dropped her bundle of herbs. "There it is again. I knew you enjoyed compliments." The wolf calmly stood and walked three dignified steps away before sitting once more with his back turned toward her. Claire shook her head. "You really think that makes you look mysterious?" The afternoon passed with comforting simplicity. Claire prepared vegetable stew while warm bread baked inside the small stone oven. Shadow carried several more pieces of firewood to the porch without ever being asked. Every time Claire discovered another helpful surprise waiting for her, she thanked the invisible forest spirits just loudly enough for Shadow to hear. Every single time, one ear twitched. By sunset, the cozy cabin smelled of fresh herbs, warm bread, cedar smoke, and apple pie cooling beside the window. Claire poured herself a cup of herbal tea before settling into the old rocking chair with a thick storybook resting across her lap. Shadow curled beside the fireplace, pretending to rest. "I hope you do not mind listening again," Claire said softly. "Reading aloud makes the cabin feel less lonely." Damien never moved, but he listened to every word. Claire read stories about brave travelers, loyal companions, hidden kingdoms, and ordinary people whose kindness quietly changed the world. Every chapter reminded Damien less of distant legends and more of the gentle Omega sitting only a few feet away. Before long, Claire's voice grew softer. Her eyelids became heavier with every page she turned. Finally, the book slipped slightly in her hands. Her head slowly leaned sideways until it came to rest against Shadow's broad shoulder. Damien froze completely. Even his breathing became careful. Claire sighed peacefully in her sleep, completely unaware that she had trusted the mighty Alpha King enough to use him as the world's most comfortable pillow. Damien did not dare move an inch. The fire crackled quietly. Evening shadows stretched across the little cabin. Outside, the forest settled into peaceful silence. Inside, the Alpha King remained perfectly still, silently wishing the moment could last just a little longer. The following morning arrived wrapped in golden sunshine and cool mountain air. Claire stepped out of the cabin carrying her woven herb basket, smiling the moment she saw Shadow already waiting beside the porch. "You woke up before I did again," she said with an amused shake of her head. "At this rate, I am going to start believing you secretly enjoy chores." Shadow slowly stood, stretched with quiet dignity, and walked beside her as though escorting her had become the most natural responsibility in the world. The narrow trail leading into the forest glowed beneath scattered beams of sunlight. Wildflowers nodded gently in the breeze, and somewhere nearby a stream murmured over smooth stones. Claire knelt whenever she spotted useful herbs, carefully trimming each stem so the plants would continue growing. Shadow remained only a few steps away, never interfering, never wandering far. It had become a silent routine they both understood without ever discussing it. As Claire reached for a cluster of lavender, a tiny fawn limped cautiously from behind a patch of ferns. One delicate hoof appeared sore, and the young deer hesitated before lowering its head uncertainly. Claire's expression softened immediately. "Oh, you poor little thing." She slowly set down her basket and approached with patient movements, allowing the frightened animal to decide whether to trust her. After a brief pause, the little fawn stepped forward. Claire examined its hoof carefully before washing away a little mud with water from her canteen. "There we are," she whispered. "Nothing serious. You only needed someone to clean it." She gently stroked the young deer's neck until it happily trotted back into the trees. Shadow watched every second in complete silence. His silver eyes followed the disappearing fawn for a long moment before slowly returning to Claire. Moments later, a curious squirrel scampered down an oak tree and boldly stole a fallen acorn from beside Claire's boot. Instead of chasing it away, she laughed and broke another acorn in half before placing it on a nearby stump. "You may have this one too," she said. The squirrel chattered happily before darting away with both treasures. Shadow stared after it with an expression that looked suspiciously offended. Claire happened to glance up just in time to catch the look. "Do not tell me," she said, trying not to smile. "You are jealous of a squirrel now." Shadow immediately turned his head toward the opposite side of the trail, adopting the most innocent posture a wolf could possibly manage. Claire laughed so hard that she had to wipe a tear from the corner of her eye. "That means yes." Damien silently reminded himself that kings did not become jealous of woodland creatures. Unfortunately, the steady warmth spreading through his chest refused to listen. He watched Claire smile after every bird, rabbit, and deer that crossed her path, and one ridiculous thought slipped into his mind before he could stop it. "If I were not afraid she would discover who I really am, I would have chewed every one of you already." The absurdity of the thought almost made him laugh at himself. The mighty Alpha King, undefeated in countless battles, had somehow become a rival to the entire forest simply because every creature seemed determined to steal a few moments of Claire's attention. Claire finished gathering the last of her herbs before noticing Shadow still watching the trees with exaggerated seriousness. She walked over and gently rested both hands against the thick fur around his neck. "Do not worry," she whispered with a playful smile. "You are still my favorite forest companion." One ear lifted. His tail answered before the rest of him could maintain its royal composure, giving two unmistakable thumps against the ground. Claire grinned triumphantly. "I knew it." She scratched behind his ears until the great black wolf quietly closed his eyes for the briefest moment, surrendering to the gentle affection despite every ounce of dignity he tried to preserve. Then, without warning, the peaceful forest fell strangely silent. The cheerful birds stopped singing. High above the treetops, a large dark bird circled once before gliding across the sky toward the northern mountains. Shadow's eyes snapped upward instantly. Every trace of playful warmth disappeared from his expression, replaced by the sharp, alert gaze of a ruler who recognized a royal messenger even from miles away. Claire noticed the sudden change and slowly lowered her hand. "Shadow," she asked softly. "What is it?" The wolf remained perfectly still, staring toward the distant horizon as an uneasy feeling settled over the peaceful morning. And for the first time since arriving at the little cabin, Damien realized the outside world had finally begun searching for him. Far beyond the peaceful valley where a gentle Omega shared her quiet days with a nameless black wolf, the northern palace stood beneath a sky filled with heavy gray clouds. Towering stone walls surrounded the ancient fortress, but for the first time in many years, silence weighed more heavily than celebration. The great hall remained filled with advisors, commanders, and royal attendants, yet no one dared to speak above a whisper. At the center of the chamber, an enormous throne carved from dark oak stood empty. Every pair of eyes drifted toward it sooner or later before looking away again. The absence of their king had become impossible to ignore. Royal Commander Aldric Thorne stepped forward and unfolded a large map across the council table. Red markings stretched across mountains, forests, rivers, and forgotten trails. Every search party that had returned carried the same answer. Nothing. Not a single reliable trace of Alpha King Damian Ravenshade had been found. One elderly advisor lowered his voice. His Majesty has never vanished for this long. Another quietly added, the border packs are beginning to ask questions. Aldric rested both hands upon the table. His calm expression never changed, but concern hid behind every measured word. Our king is alive. The room fell silent. I know this because no ordinary enemy could defeat him, and no ruler would abandon his people without reason. His steady gaze moved across the gathered council. Until we learn the truth, every available scout will continue searching. One by one, experienced rangers, mounted patrols, and trusted messengers accepted sealed orders bearing the royal crest of the Black Wolf Kingdom. By sunset, riders departed through every northern gate. Some headed toward distant mountain passes. Others disappeared into endless forests where few travelers dared to wander. No one realized their missing king had been living only a few days away in a humble wooden cabin, sleeping beside a fireplace instead of within palace walls. Many miles to the south, Claire hummed softly while kneading fresh bread dough inside her cozy kitchen. Warm afternoon sunlight spilled through the windows, filling the cabin with the comforting scent of flour, herbs, and cedar smoke. Shadow rested near the open doorway, watching the forest beyond the clearing with unusual stillness. Claire brushed a strand of hair behind her ear and smiled without looking up. You have been awfully quiet today. Usually, one ear would twitch at the sound of her voice. This time, nothing happened. Shadow remained focused on the distant mountains. Claire paused, her smile fading just slightly. She wiped the flower from her hands and walked over to him. Shadow? She asked gently. The great wolf finally turned toward her, but something had changed inside those familiar silver eyes. They looked farther away than usual, as though listening to sounds carried by a wind only he could hear. Claire rested one hand against his shoulder. Is something wrong? Damian wished he could answer. High above the distant treetops, faint scents drifted upon the mountain breeze. Horses. Leather. Steel. Royal messenger birds. Search parties. His kingdom was moving. His people had not given up. Part of him felt relief. Another part felt something far more complicated. Every hour the search continued, the peaceful life inside the little cabin grew more fragile. Claire noticed the unusual tension beneath his calm posture. She smiled softly and scratched behind one ear, hoping to chase away whatever troubled him. Everyone has difficult days, she whispered. You do not have to carry everything alone. Damian slowly closed his eyes for a brief moment beneath her gentle touch. If only she knew how much those simple words meant. Evening settled quietly across the valley. After supper, Claire placed another log onto the fireplace before wrapping a warm blanket around her shoulders. Shadow lay nearby, though his gaze continued drifting toward the northern sky every few minutes. Claire followed his eyes once before speaking almost absent-mindedly. If you ever need to leave someday. She paused, smiling with quiet kindness instead of sadness. I will understand. Damian looked at her immediately. The words struck deeper than any wound ever could. She was already preparing herself to lose someone she had only recently found, simply because she believed caring for another sometimes meant letting them go. Claire returned her attention to the dancing fire, unaware of the storm unfolding inside the silent wolf beside her. Damian lowered his head, unable to look away from the woman who had given him warmth, trust, laughter, and peace without ever asking who he truly was. Only one thought remained in his heart. I do not want to leave. The next morning dawned clear and bright, as though the valley itself refused to believe that anything beyond its peaceful hills could possibly be wrong. Claire finished tying bundles of fresh herbs before placing them carefully inside a woven basket. We are almost out of flour, she said with a thoughtful smile while glancing toward Shadow. I suppose we should visit the village today. One silver ear lifted immediately. Shadow rarely enjoyed traveling where strangers gathered, but he quietly stood and walked to the door without complaint. Claire laughed softly. Thank you. I promise we will not stay long. The familiar trail wound through fields filled with wildflowers before joining the narrow road leading toward the small mountain marketplace. Villagers greeted Claire with warm smiles as she passed. Several waved cheerfully, while others lowered their voices the moment they noticed the enormous black wolf walking calmly beside her. Children peeked from behind wagons. Merchants paused in the middle of arranging vegetables. An elderly farmer removed his hat and cautiously stepped backward. Claire noticed every uncertain glance. She stopped walking and gently rested one hand against Shadow's shoulder. "It is all right," she said kindly. "He is with me." Her calm confidence slowly eased the tension. Shadow simply remained beside her without making a single threatening movement. His quiet patience spoke louder than any explanation could have. As Claire purchased flour, honey, and fresh cheese, a little boy no older than 6 years old cautiously wandered away from his mother. His wide eyes remained fixed upon the enormous black wolf. "Mama," he whispered. "He looks lonely." Before anyone could stop him, the child slowly approached. Several adults gasped. Claire smiled reassuringly, but did not interfere. The little boy stopped directly in front of Shadow, hesitated for a moment, and then reached up with one tiny hand to gently pat the thick black fur between his ears. Damien froze completely. The child smiled. "You are softer than I thought." Shadow remained perfectly still, allowing the small hand to rest there for another moment before the boy happily skipped back toward his relieved mother. Claire covered her mouth, trying not to laugh. "Well," she said, "I think you just made a new friend." If Damien had still possessed the ability to hide behind royal ceremony, he certainly would have. Instead, he quietly accepted that being admired by curious children was apparently another experience no king had prepared him for. Their peaceful morning changed the instant a group of mounted riders entered the village square. Dark cloaks shifted behind polished saddles, and each rider wore the unmistakable silver crest of the Black Wolf Kingdom upon one shoulder. Damien recognized the emblem immediately. Royal Scouts. His heartbeat slowed into perfect discipline, but his eyes never left the approaching riders. Claire merely glanced at them with polite curiosity before returning to organize her purchases. The leader dismounted and addressed the gathered villagers with calm authority. "We are searching for someone who disappeared several weeks ago. Have any of you seen an unusually large black wolf traveling through these mountains?" The marketplace grew quiet. People exchanged uncertain glances. Claire looked toward Shadow for only a brief second before answering honestly. "I found a black wolf beside the river after a storm." Every scout immediately looked toward her. Claire continued before anyone could misunderstand. "He has stayed near my cabin while recovering. He has never harmed anyone." The commander studied the silent wolf for several long moments. Shadow calmly lowered his head, carefully hiding the sharp intelligence behind his silver eyes. After a thoughtful pause, the commander nodded politely. "Thank you for your honesty. We are searching for a dangerous creature that has frightened travelers farther north. From what I can see, your companion is not the one we seek." Relief quietly spread through the marketplace. Claire smiled gratefully. "I told everyone he was gentle." The scouts mounted their horses once more before continuing along the northern road. Damien watched them disappear beyond the hills. For the first time, he realized Claire had unknowingly protected him simply by telling the truth. She had never lied. She had simply described the wolf she knew instead of the king he had once been. The walk home felt quieter than usual. Late that evening, after putting away the groceries and lighting the fireplace, Claire sat beside Shadow while the gentle crackle of burning cedar filled the little cabin. She smiled faintly as she rested one hand against the familiar warmth of his shoulder. "You know," she said softly, "I do not think kindness should depend on who someone used to be or what title they carried. No matter who you were before we met, you would still deserve kindness." Damien slowly lowered his great head until it rested gently against her shoulder. Claire smiled in surprise before quietly wrapping one arm around his neck. Neither of them spoke another word, yet in the peaceful silence between them, the Alpha King made a promise no royal oath had ever demanded. Whatever happened next, he would protect the gentle Omega who had unknowingly given him a place that already felt more like home than any palace ever had. That night, the moon rose larger than Claire had ever seen it, bathing the quiet valley in gentle silver light that spilled across the roof of the little cabin and settled softly over the surrounding pines. The forest looked peaceful, yet something invisible had changed. Claire noticed it almost immediately. Shadow was restless. Normally, after supper, the great black wolf would curl comfortably beside the fireplace while she read another chapter from her favorite storybook. Tonight, he could not remain still. He walked to the doorway, paused, looked toward the mountains, returned to the fireplace. Moments later, he repeated the same quiet journey all over again. Claire lowered her book onto her lap and watched him with growing concern. "You have walked across this cabin at least 10 times, she said with a gentle smile. "Either you suddenly enjoy pacing, or something is bothering you." Shadow stopped only long enough to glance toward her before slowly looking away again. Damien wished he could explain what even he barely understood. Ever since the full moon had climbed above the mountains, an unfamiliar pull had awakened somewhere deep within him. It was not pain. It was not anger. It was simply impossible to ignore. Every instinct urged him to remain close to Claire, while another part of him insisted he should leave before his feelings became impossible to hide. He had faced blizzards without hesitation. He had negotiated peace between rival packs. He had stood before thousands as their alpha king without allowing uncertainty to reach his expression. Yet one quiet evening beside a gentle Omega unsettled him more than any crown ever had. Claire quietly stood and crossed the room. "Stay here for a minute," she said softly before disappearing into the little kitchen. A few moments later, she returned carrying a steaming mug filled with fragrant mountain herbs. She smiled apologetically. "I know you probably cannot drink tea the way I can, but the steam always helps me relax whenever I have a difficult day." She placed the warm mug beside him anyway, letting the comforting scent of mint, chamomile, and lavender drift through the room. Then she sat down on the floor beside him instead of returning to her chair. "You do not always have to be brave," she whispered. "Sometimes it is enough just to let someone sit with you." Damien lowered his head. No royal healer had ever spoken to him like that. No advisor had ever believed quiet company could be stronger than endless advice. Claire reached up and gently rested her hand upon the thick black fur between his ears. Her touch was as calm and familiar as morning sunlight through the cabin window. Almost instantly, the restless storm inside him eased. His breathing slowed. The strange pull beneath the moonlight no longer felt overwhelming. It simply became another heartbeat quietly sharing the same silence. Claire noticed the change and smiled with quiet satisfaction. "There you are," she teased. "You really are dramatic today." One ear twitched in mild protest. Claire laughed. "Do not look at me like that. I am right." Shadow turned his head with as much dignity as a very large wolf could possibly manage, pretending to study the fireplace instead of acknowledging her victory. Claire smiled even wider. "That means I am definitely right." The familiar warmth between them returned, washing away the uneasy tension that had filled the evening only minutes before. Outside, the moon climbed even higher while soft wind carried the scent of pine across the valley. Inside the little cabin, neither titles nor ancient responsibilities seemed to matter. There was only a quiet fire, a gentle Omega, and a black wolf who had finally found a place where silence felt comforting instead of lonely. Much later, after Claire had fallen asleep beneath her blanket, Damien quietly stepped outside and lifted his eyes toward the brilliant moon hanging above the mountains. The silver light reflected within his own eyes as understanding settled gently into his heart at last. This was no passing gratitude. It was no simple debt of kindness. Somewhere between rivers, wildflowers, laughter, shared evenings, and peaceful mornings, the woman who had rescued a nameless black wolf had quietly become the most important person in his world. Damien closed his eyes for a single steady breath before opening them once more toward the endless night. At last, he accepted the truth he could no longer deny. "I am falling in love with her." The first light of dawn slowly replaced the silver glow of the moon, washing the quiet valley in soft shades of gold. Claire stepped outside carrying 2 warm slices of fresh bread wrapped inside a clean linen cloth, smiling when she found Shadow already sitting on the small hill overlooking the cabin. He had always greeted each morning before she did, but today there was something thoughtful in the way he watched the distant mountains. Claire climbed the gentle slope and settled beside him, stretching her legs comfortably across the cool grass. "Good morning," she said softly. "You look like you have already solved every problem in the world." Shadow glanced toward her before quietly looking back at the horizon. Claire laughed. "Or maybe you are creating new ones. I suppose I will never know." She offered him a small piece of bread more out of habit than expectation. Shadow accepted it with surprising gentleness, careful not to brush her fingers with his teeth. Claire smiled with quiet satisfaction. "Your manners keep improving." They remained there for several peaceful minutes without speaking. The valley slowly awakened beneath them. Thin ribbons of smoke rose from distant cottages. Birds drifted across the brightening sky. Wildflowers swayed beneath the morning breeze. Everything looked wonderfully ordinary. Claire hugged her knees and sighed contentedly. "I used to think happiness had to be something extraordinary," she admitted after a while. "Now I think it looks more like this." She looked across the valley before continuing. "A quiet home. A warm fire. Fresh bread. Someone kind waiting for me every morning." She smiled at Shadow. "That feels like enough." Damien listened without moving. Every word settled deeply within him. He had spent years protecting castles, treaties, borders, and traditions, believing that greatness always demanded sacrifice. Yet the simple future Claire described somehow felt more precious than every victory he had ever celebrated inside the palace. She leaned back against the grass and laughed quietly at herself. "Perhaps I dreamed too much." Shadow slowly lowered himself beside her until their shoulders rested comfortably against one another. Claire gently scratched behind one ear. "Thank you for listening anyway." A soft breeze drifted through the valley, carrying scattered clouds across the bright morning sky. Neither of them noticed the weather changing until the first cool raindrop landed upon Claire's sleeve. She looked upward just as gentle rain began falling across the hillside. "Well," she laughed, "I suppose we should hurry." They started back toward the cabin together, but within moments the pleasant shower became steadier. The narrow trail grew slippery beneath their feet. Claire carefully stepped over a patch of wet stones before losing her balance for the briefest instant. Shadow immediately moved beside her, pressing his broad shoulder against her arm to steady her without force. Claire instinctively wrapped one arm around his neck to regain her footing. "Thank you," she whispered with a grateful smile. They continued down the trail together, moving as though they had practiced the journey 100 times before. Rain gathered upon Shadow's thick black coat, while most of it never reached Claire. By the time they arrived at the porch, only the edges of her dress were damp. Claire looked at the enormous wolf standing quietly beside her and laughed in amazement. "You used yourself as an umbrella." Shadow calmly blinked once, pretending such a thing required no acknowledgement whatsoever. Claire gently wrapped both arms around his neck for one brief grateful embrace before stepping back with a bright smile. "You really do think of everything." Damien stood perfectly still, feeling the warmth of that simple gesture linger long after she had disappeared inside the cabin. For the first time in his life, he found himself comparing two futures. One waited beyond the mountains, where an empty throne, loyal subjects, and countless responsibilities still called his name. The other stood inside a tiny wooden cabin where a gentle Omega believed happiness could be measured by shared mornings and quiet evenings. The answer arrived before he could stop it. "For the first time in my life, I am choosing someone over a crown." The thought lingered within him as he quietly followed Claire inside. Yet many miles away, Royal Commander Aldric Thorne dismounted beside a narrow forest trail and slowly knelt beside an enormous paw print pressed into the damp earth. He brushed away a few fallen leaves, studying the fresh tracks with growing certainty before lifting his eyes toward the distant valley. "He is close," he said quietly. Behind him, every rider straightened at once, and together they turned their horses toward the peaceful home where neither Claire nor Damien yet realized that the quiet life they cherished was about to be tested. Morning returned with the quiet certainty that had become the heartbeat of the little cabin. Dew shimmered across the wildflowers surrounding the garden, while gentle sunlight filtered through the tall pine trees. Claire knelt beside the small vegetable patch, humming softly as she watered young herbs that had finally begun to thrive. Every few moments, she smiled toward Shadow, who rested peacefully beneath the porch, watching the surrounding forest with his usual quiet vigilance. Life had almost convinced them that nothing beyond the valley truly mattered. Then the distant sound of horses broke the silence. Shadow's ears rose instantly. Claire slowly stood and looked toward the narrow trail leading through the trees. Moments later, five riders emerged from the forest. Their horses moved at an unhurried pace, and silver crests embroidered upon their dark cloaks caught the morning light. Damien recognized them immediately. Royal Commander Aldric Thorne rode at the front. His expression remained calm, though his sharp eyes missed very little. Claire quietly brushed the dirt from her apron before offering the visitors a warm smile. "Good morning," she greeted. "You must have traveled a long way." Aldric removed one glove and bowed his head respectfully. "Forgive the unexpected visit. We are searching for someone important and hope to ask a few questions." Claire opened the cabin door without hesitation. "Please come inside for tea. Travelers should never continue their journey thirsty." The commander accepted with quiet gratitude while the remaining scouts waited respectfully outside beside their horses. Shadow remained lying near the porch, perfectly still. Damien understood every glance Aldric sent in his direction. Years of serving together had taught the commander to notice details other people overlooked. Yet Damien also trusted the man's discipline. Aldric would never leap to conclusions without certainty. Inside the cabin, Claire poured fresh herbal tea into simple wooden cups while warm bread cooled beside the window. The cozy room carried the familiar scents of lavender, cedar, and fresh herbs. Aldric looked around thoughtfully. "You live here alone?" Claire nodded with an easy smile. "Not anymore." She glanced toward the open doorway where Shadow still rested outside. "I have very good company these days." A gentle smile briefly appeared at the corner of Aldric's mouth. "The Black Wolf." Claire laughed softly. "His name is Shadow." She placed another cup upon the table before continuing. "I found him after a terrible storm. He was exhausted and barely conscious beside the river." She smiled fondly toward the doorway. "He stayed after he recovered. Somewhere along the way, we became family." Damien quietly lowered his head outside the cabin. Hearing those words spoken so naturally stirred something deep inside him. Family. He had protected an entire kingdom for years, yet no title had ever sounded as precious as that single word. Aldric slowly lifted his cup, but did not drink immediately. Instead, he watched the silent wolf through the open doorway. There was something strangely familiar about the animal's calm posture, disciplined stillness, and watchful silver eyes. They reminded him of someone he had followed for many years. Claire noticed his thoughtful expression. "Is something wrong?" Aldric gently shook his head. "No. Only, your companion seems unusually intelligent." Claire smiled proudly. "He understands much more than he pretends to." Outside, one of the younger scouts quietly approached Shadow, stopping several feet away out of respect. The wolf did not move. The scout frowned thoughtfully before noticing a narrow leather band hidden beneath the thick black fur around Shadow's neck, worn smooth by weeks of daily life in the cabin. It was an ordinary handmade collar Claire had crafted herself after worrying that he might someday wander too far into the forest. The young scout glanced toward Aldric through the open doorway. Aldric followed the direction of his gaze. His eyes rested upon the simple leather band for only a heartbeat before slowly rising to meet Shadow's silver eyes once more. Something flickered across the commander's face. Recognition. Confusion. Disbelief. Neither man nor wolf moved. For one silent moment, two loyal souls who had stood side by side through countless years seemed to recognize one another without speaking a single word. Silence settled over the little cabin so completely that even the breeze outside seemed unwilling to disturb it. Aldric slowly placed his wooden cup upon the table and rose to his feet. His eyes never left the great black wolf resting quietly beside the open doorway. Years of loyalty, countless campaigns, and hundreds of shared victories had taught him to recognize the smallest habits of the ruler he had served all his life. The calm posture. The patient stillness. The steady silver eyes that measured every movement without revealing a single thought. There could not possibly be another wolf like this. Aldric took one careful step forward before lowering his voice until it became little more than a whisper. "Your Majesty." Claire blinked in confusion. "You're what?" Shadow remained perfectly still. For one long moment, nothing happened. Then the great black wolf slowly closed his eyes. A gentle breeze swept through the open doorway, carrying the scent of pine and mountain flowers into the quiet room. Warm light gathered softly around the enormous wolf, not with violence or sudden force, but like morning sunlight dissolving mist. Claire instinctively stepped back, her heart racing with astonishment rather than fear. The familiar black fur gradually gave way to the outline of a tall young man with dark hair and calm silver eyes. He stood quietly before her, wearing a simple traveler's cloak that seemed almost out of place upon someone whose quiet presence carried unmistakable dignity. Damien Ravenshade lowered his head before either Claire or Aldrich could speak. "Forgive me," he said gently. "I never wished to deceive you." Claire stared at him without saying a word. Her thoughts struggled to catch up with everything she had just witnessed. The kind eyes were the same. The calm expression was the same. Even the gentle silence surrounding him felt exactly like shadow. Only his form had changed. Aldrich bowed respectfully, placing one hand over his heart. "Your people have searched every mountain and every forest for you," he said quietly. "The kingdom has been waiting for your return." Damien nodded once without taking his eyes from Claire. "I know." His voice remained soft. "And I never forgot my duty." Claire finally found her voice. "You were the Black Wolf, all this time?" Damien looked at her with unmistakable regret. "Yes." She searched his face for several quiet moments before asking the only question that truly mattered to her. "Were you ever truly Shadow?" Damien's expression softened into the same gentle smile she had seen countless times hidden behind silver wolf eyes. "Every morning, I waited beside the porch." He smiled faintly. "Every apple one gathered." His voice remained calm. "Every story I listened to. Every walk through the forest. Every quiet evening beside the fire." He took one careful step closer. "Every day I spent with you. I was Shadow." The little cabin became perfectly silent again. Claire lowered her eyes for only a moment before looking back at him. Nothing about those memories had changed. The wolf who carried apples, listened to her stories, watched over her by the lake, stood beside her in the rain, and quietly offered his shoulder whenever she needed him had never been pretending. Those moments had all been real. A small smile slowly appeared upon her face. She stepped forward until only a single pace separated them. Then, without hesitation, she gently reached for Damien's hand. He looked down in quiet surprise as her fingers wrapped around his. Claire smiled with the same warmth that had first welcomed a lonely black wolf into her little cabin. "Then," she said softly, "come inside." Damien's shoulders relaxed for the first time since revealing the truth. Outside, the mountain breeze carried away the last trace of uncertainty, while inside the little cabin, hope quietly remained exactly where love had first begun. The little cabin felt strangely familiar and wonderfully new at the same time. Sunlight poured through the windows exactly as it had every morning before. The kettle sang gently above the stove, and the scent of warm bread drifted through the room. Only one thing had changed. Instead of a great black wolf resting beside the fireplace, Damien Ravenshade now stood quietly near the window, looking almost uncertain about where he belonged. Claire carried two wooden bowls to the table before glancing toward him. "Shadow," she called automatically. Damien immediately looked up. Claire blinked, covered her mouth, and laughed. "I mean, Damien." A faint smile appeared upon his face. "Either name answers to me now," he replied gently. Claire smiled with visible relief. "Good, because I think it may take me a little while to remember." The quiet awkwardness lasted only another minute before ordinary life quietly reclaimed the little cabin. Claire rolled up her sleeves and pointed toward the stack of firewood outside. "Since you insisted on helping when you had four paws, I suppose I should finally see how useful you are with 2 feet. Damien nodded once and stepped outside. A few moments later, Claire heard a loud crack echo across the clearing. She hurried to the doorway and stopped in surprise. Damien stood beside the chopping block holding an axe, while one powerful swing had split not only the log, but nearly the entire chopping stump beneath it. Firewood lay scattered in every direction. Damien looked down at the broken stump before meeting Claire's astonished eyes. "I believe," he said calmly. "I used too much force." Claire stared for one long second before bursting into uncontrollable laughter. She leaned against the porch railing, wiping tears from her eyes. "You certainly did." Damien glanced back at the ruined stump with complete seriousness. "I shall repair it." Claire shook her head while still laughing. "Perhaps next time, try behaving like an ordinary person instead of a legendary alpha king." Damien quietly accepted the lesson with far more humility than any royal advisor had ever witnessed. Later that afternoon, Claire handed him a small basket. "Would you carry these apples inside?" Damien accepted the task without hesitation. Unfortunately, instead of carrying one basket, he gathered three more beneath one arm while balancing another across his shoulder. Claire blinked twice. "Damien," he paused. "Yes," she smiled helplessly. "You know, you are allowed to make two trips." Damien looked thoughtfully at the mountain of baskets he carried before replying with perfect sincerity, "That possibility genuinely never occurred to me." Claire laughed again, and before long Damien found himself laughing quietly with her. It was a simple sound, unfamiliar and surprisingly easy. As the afternoon passed, Claire noticed something she had somehow overlooked during all the excitement of the morning. Although Damien now stood before her in human form, almost everything else remained exactly the same. He still paused whenever birds landed nearby. He still looked toward the forest every few minutes out of habit. He still listened more than he spoke. Most importantly, whenever she smiled, the calm warmth that had always lived inside Shadow's silver eyes appeared exactly the same in Damien's. She found herself smiling without even realizing it. "You know something?" she said while arranging fresh flowers inside a clay vase. Damien looked up from repairing the broken chopping stump. "What is it?" Claire tilted her head thoughtfully. "I kept wondering whether meeting the real Damien would feel different." She laughed softly. "It does not." Damien watched her quietly. Claire continued arranging the flowers before smiling toward him once more. "You still stand by the door whenever I work outside. You still notice every little sound before I do. You still pretend you do not enjoy compliments." Damien lowered his eyes with an amused expression that looked remarkably familiar. Claire pointed toward him triumphantly. "See? That is exactly the face Shadow used to make." A quiet laugh escaped him again. "I suppose I was never very convincing." "Not even a little," Claire answered. Evening slowly settled across the valley. The repaired chopping stump stood proudly beside the cabin. The apples had finally reached the pantry after several perfectly ordinary trips, and warm light danced across the little room once again. Claire stepped onto the porch beside Damien as they watched the sunset paint the mountains in gentle shades of amber and gold. After a comfortable silence, she smiled without taking her eyes from the horizon. "I have been thinking about something all day." Damien turned toward her. Claire looked at him with the same gentle kindness that had once welcomed a lonely black wolf into her life. "Whether you are Shadow or Damien," she smiled warmly, "you have always been home." Several peaceful days passed before Royal Commander Aldric prepared to return to the Northern Kingdom. The horses were saddled outside the cabin, the scouts quietly gathered their supplies, and the morning breeze carried the comforting scent of fresh bread drifting through the open kitchen window one final time. Aldric approached Damien with the same quiet respect he had always shown his king. "Your Majesty," he said gently, "the council awaits your decision. They will follow wherever you lead." Damien looked toward the little cabin before answering. "Then they shall wait a little longer." Aldric followed his gaze and found Claire hanging freshly washed linens beneath the warm sunshine. She looked completely unaware that the future of an entire kingdom had just been postponed because its king wanted one more ordinary morning beside her. A knowing smile appeared upon the commander's face. "I believe the kingdom has already found what it was missing," he said quietly before bowing and leading the scouts back toward the forest trail. Claire watched the riders disappear between the towering pines before turning toward Damien. "Does this mean you will have to return someday?" Damien nodded honestly. "Yes." He remained silent for another moment before continuing. "But I will never ask you to leave the life you love." Claire studied him for several thoughtful seconds before smiling. "That is fortunate." Damien raised one eyebrow. "Why?" She laughed softly. "Because I was planning to come with you anyway." Damien blinked in genuine surprise. "You were?" Claire folded her arms with playful confidence. "Someone has to make sure the mighty Alpha King remembers that ordinary people carry one basket of apples at a time." A quiet laugh escaped Damien before he could stop it. "That is a fair observation." The comfortable laughter lingered between them as they walked slowly through the garden together. Claire suddenly stopped beside the old apple tree and tilted her head thoughtfully. "May I admit something?" Damien nodded. "Of course." Claire smiled almost shyly. "I still miss my black wolf sometimes." Damien looked at her for a brief moment before warmth slowly reached his silver eyes. Do you? Claire nodded. Just a little. Without another word, gentle light shimmered softly around him. A heartbeat later, the great black wolf stood where the Alpha King had been only moments before. Claire's delighted laugh echoed across the quiet valley. There you are. She immediately reached up to scratch behind one familiar ear. Shadow closed his eyes for the briefest moment before remembering he was supposed to appear perfectly dignified. His tail, however, completely ignored that decision and gave three unmistakable thumps against the grass. Claire pointed at him triumphantly. You still do that. Shadow slowly turned his head toward the mountains with exaggerated seriousness, pretending that absolutely nothing had happened. Claire laughed even harder. You are still pretending you do not enjoy compliments. One ear twitched. And that, she continued with a grin, is definitely the Shadow I know. Damien quietly accepted defeat. Remaining mysterious had become almost impossible around the woman who knew every little habit he possessed. They spent the rest of the afternoon walking familiar forest trails, greeting curious birds, watching playful squirrels race across fallen branches, and stopping beside the peaceful river where their story had first begun. Claire smiled toward the flowing water before glancing at the great black wolf walking faithfully beside her. Funny, she whispered. I thought I rescued a lonely wolf that day. Shadow looked at her calmly. Claire reached down and gently rested one hand against the thick black fur along his shoulder. It turns out we rescued each other. The great black wolf leaned ever so slightly into her gentle touch as the afternoon sunlight painted the valley in warm shades of gold, and together they began walking home, knowing that whatever kingdom, crown, or future waited beyond the mountains, neither of them would ever have to face it alone. Several weeks later, the towering gates of the Northern Kingdom slowly opened beneath a bright autumn sky. Rows of royal guards stood proudly along the wide stone road, while townspeople gathered with quiet excitement to welcome home the Alpha King they had feared was lost forever. Banners bearing the silver black wolf crest fluttered gently above the castle walls, and warm sunlight painted the ancient towers with shades of gold. Yet the first person Damien looked toward was not the cheering crowd waiting ahead. It was Claire walking quietly beside him. She paused just outside the gates, taking in the enormous castle with wide eyes before smiling nervously. This place is much bigger than our little cabin, she whispered. Damien followed her gaze before smiling softly. I noticed the same thing after spending time there. Claire laughed. I cannot believe you are comparing a royal palace to one little wooden cabin. The cabin still wins, Damien answered without hesitation. Claire looked at him in amused disbelief. You are definitely not what I imagined a king would be. Damien quietly replied. Neither are you. As they entered the palace courtyard together, hundreds of people respectfully bowed toward their returning ruler. Damien acknowledged them with calm dignity before gently extending one hand toward Claire. The simple gesture immediately drew curious attention throughout the courtyard. Damien's steady voice carried clearly across the gathering. Before anything else, there is someone I wish every person here to know. He looked toward Claire with unmistakable gratitude. This is Claire. The courtyard became perfectly silent. Damien continued without taking his eyes from her. She is the woman who saved my life when I could not save myself. Quiet surprise spread among the gathered nobles and guards. Claire lowered her eyes shyly, clearly uncomfortable becoming the center of attention. Damien gently continued. She offered kindness without asking who I was. She showed compassion without expecting anything in return. Everything I stand here today as your king is possible because she first chose to help a lonely traveler she believed needed a friend. One by one, the people of the kingdom slowly bowed toward Claire with the same respect they had shown their king only moments earlier. Claire looked around in complete surprise before quietly whispering toward Damien, I do not know what to do. Damien smiled gently. Just be yourself. It worked before. A warm laugh escaped her, and soon the tension melted away. During the following days, Claire slowly became familiar with palace life, although she never allowed its grandeur to change who she was. She still preferred helping the gardeners instead of attending formal banquets, greeted every servant by name, and somehow convinced the royal kitchen that fresh bread tasted better when everyone baked together. The castle gradually became brighter simply because she lived within it. Damien also discovered that returning to royal life proved more amusing than expected. While walking through the palace gardens one afternoon with Aldric, Damien suddenly stopped in the middle of an important discussion. His attention had been completely stolen by a family of squirrels racing across an old oak tree. Aldric patiently waited. Damien continued watching. One squirrel leaped from branch to branch before disappearing into the leaves. Damien nodded almost unconsciously with quiet approval. Only then did he remember Aldric was still standing beside him. The commander slowly cleared his throat. "Your Majesty?" Damien blinked once. "Yes." Aldric looked toward the tree before looking back at his king. Were the squirrels winning? Damien remained perfectly serious. One of them demonstrated remarkable determination. At that exact moment, Claire stepped around the corner carrying a basket of herbs. She immediately realized what had happened. Folding her arms, she smiled with unmistakable satisfaction. "You were watching squirrels again, were not you?" Damien attempted to maintain the composed expression expected of a ruler. "Perhaps." Claire laughed. "Shadow would have done exactly the same thing." Damien finally surrendered with an amused smile. "Some habits are difficult to abandon." Claire gently slipped her hand into his as they continued walking through the palace gardens together. "Good," she said warmly. "Do not change too much. I happen to like those habits very much." Several months passed, and although the Northern Kingdom flourished beneath Damien's wise leadership, one tradition never disappeared. Whenever royal duties allowed, Damien and Claire returned to the little cabin beside the river where their story had first begun. The forest always welcomed them the same way, with whispering pines, playful squirrels, curious deer, and birds singing from familiar branches. Even after becoming queen in the hearts of the people, Claire still gathered wildflowers along the trail, greeted every woodland creature she met, and laughed whenever Damien instinctively paused to watch a family of rabbits disappear into the tall grass. "You are doing it again," she teased as they reached the old wooden bridge. Damien looked toward her with innocent confusion. "Doing what?" Claire folded her arms with exaggerated seriousness. "Watching every animal as though you are still the guardian of the entire forest." Damien smiled. "Old habits remain loyal companions." They reached the little cabin just before sunset. Nothing inside had changed. The fireplace still stood where it always had. The rocking chair still rested beside the window. The little shelf still held the clay mug Claire had once placed beside a lonely black wolf who could not drink tea but appreciated the kindness behind the gesture. Claire gently brushed her fingers across the tabletop before smiling. "Home," she whispered. Damien quietly nodded. "Home." After unpacking a few supplies, Claire gathered a clean towel and a small bundle of fresh herbs. She looked toward the familiar woodland path leading to the peaceful stream and smiled with playful mischief sparkling in her eyes. Turning toward Damien, she placed one hand upon her hip and declared, "Now I am going to enjoy a relaxing bath in the warm spring. Try not to lose control, my black wolf." Damien looked at her for a long moment before a slow smile appeared upon his face. His expression became almost impossibly thoughtful, making Claire immediately suspicious. "What are you thinking?" she asked. Damien answered with perfect calm. "Instead of trying to control myself, I shall simply walk with you and wait nearby, so I do not have to wonder whether you are safe." Claire blinked once before laughing so hard she nearly dropped the towel she carried. She lightly tapped his arm with the back of her hand. "That is definitely not what I meant." Damien chuckled quietly, a sound that still surprised anyone who remembered the silent alpha king he used to be. "Perhaps," he replied, "but it is what your black wolf understood." Claire shook her head, unable to stop smiling. "You always find a way to win these conversations." Damien offered her his hand with warm affection. "Only because you always begin them." She accepted his hand without hesitation, and together they walked toward the familiar woodland path, talking, laughing, and enjoying the peaceful evening exactly as they had done so many times before. From the hill overlooking the cabin, Commander Aldric happened to arrive with a small group of royal escorts carrying messages that could certainly wait until morning. He watched the happy couple disappear beneath the trees and quietly smiled. One young guard standing beside him whispered, "Should we announce ourselves?" Aldric gently shook his head. "Not tonight." The young guard looked curiously toward his commander. Aldric folded his arms and smiled toward the quiet forest. "The kingdom has its king," He glanced toward the fading sunlight where laughter still echoed softly between the trees. Let him have his evening. The young guard smiled knowingly. He seems different than the stories describe. Aldrich laughed under his breath. No, he answered. He is exactly the same man. He watched the peaceful path one last time before adding. He simply found the person who reminded him how to smile. As the last golden light faded beyond the mountains, the little cabin stood peacefully beside the river where everything had begun. Sometimes destiny arrives with crowns and kingdoms. Sometimes it arrives as a quiet act of kindness beside a lonely river. And sometimes the greatest strength is not found in power at all, but in choosing every day to walk home together.